Thank you very much, ladies, for your assistance in worship tonight. Philip, in regard to your last testimony, I wonder if it makes the government upset when God uses them. You know, sometimes I just kind of wonder where they're headed, and then suddenly they get used in that fashion, and I'm sure that God just kind of chuckles. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to please open up to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. I want us to look tonight at a passage of Scripture that's called the Similitudes. What the similitudes are a couple of illustrations that Jesus used to help us to understand a little bit of the principles of God's Word. And these particular things come right after the outline that Jesus gives on the Sermon on the Mount, known as the Beatitudes. By the way, a good way to remember that is these are the Beatitudes. If you have these attitudes in yourself, God will bless you. And then it comes to the similitudes. These are things that are similar in their response. And so we can kind of look at it that way. And Jesus compares the Christian life and the Christian's life to two elements. One of those is salt, and the other is light. And I want us to focus on the issue of light tonight. And so I'm going to be asking for a volunteer. Thank you, Rosie. I saw his hand shoot up immediately. Rosie, would you please come here? See how jubilant he was when I called on him. And how excited he was about that. He loves the idea that he gets to be an illustration. Would you please take off your glasses?
You can hit me, are you?
No. No, I won't hit you. You can just hold them.
Okay.
It won't be that long, and I promise it won't be painful.
Okay.
I'd like you to close your eyes. Now, I'm going to put my hand over your eyes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So be ready. Now, I want you to tell everybody here what you see.
Darkness.
You see darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No, I can't see anything, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to remove my hand. Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Is it any lighter?
Yeah, it's a little lighter.
It's a little lighter, so you can see a little bit of light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, putting my hand back, open your eyes.
Okay.
What do you see?
A little bit of light and dark together.
A little bit of light and dark together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you see now?
Light and people.
You see light people.
light and people.
Well, that's very kind. Many of us here appreciate the fact that you see light people. We're not talking skin color. We're talking weight. Okay. Would you put your glasses back on?
Okay.
Would you go back to your seat?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, he handled the instructions well, didn't he? You know, that little illustration just kind of helps us to understand that kind of our life, when we don't have Jesus Christ, that's the way we're walking in life. We're walking in darkness. And even though in the physical realm we're able to see where we're going, in the spiritual realm we don't. And Jesus said that they walk in darkness who don't walk in faith. And a part of this particular passage that we're going to be looking at tonight. And that's where I want to focus. So I want to focus on light. We may talk at a future time about the issue of salt. But I want you to notice, in particular, verses 14 through 16 as we look a little bit at a description of what it means to be light. All right? Notice verses 14 through 16. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus is using something that's similar. That's why this is called a similitude. And he's using the element of light. Some of the properties of light are what we're going to be kind of looking at. Tonight, while Rosie was up here, what literally happened was we shut the light off. And so he couldn't see. And if we let a little light through, he could make out something. When we opened up the light completely, he was able to see, and to be able to see clearly. And you know, as Jesus is using this illustration, he uses the statement that we are the light. Now, isn't that interesting? Jesus is the light of the world, right? But he says here, we are the light. What does that mean? That means that as the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are to reflect, to shine forth the image and the person of Jesus Christ. The only way we can do that is by being faithful and being visible. He talks about the light here, and he says, look, if you have a city that's built on the hill, you don't hide it. And so he's saying we need to be open to be used by the Lord. And then he says, you don't take a candle and light it, and then put something dark over it so that it can't shine through. But instead, you keep that light open so that everyone in the house can be able to see. Light is one of the most essential elements to life. And it's essential for the believer to be a light in the world in which we live. I want to share with you six things tonight, hopefully, in regards to this subject of light. Actually, it's five things. I want to share with you, first of all, one of the properties of light is the fact that it's luminous. I got to start the word light with something. And L, the only thing I could think of was luminous. All right? To be a follower of Jesus Christ, the word luminous means giving off light, shining brightly, glowing in the dark. I looked that up in Webster's dictionary. It means giving off light, shining bright, glowing in the dark. That's what luminous means. You know, Jesus said, you know, that our lives are to be a light. We are to shine bright in this world that is filled with darkness and dark people, so that others can see Christ and can see God in us and be able to find Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We are to be luminous. We are to be giving off light. You are the light of the world. You know what? If Christians don't live as lights in this world, the world will remain in darkness. You know, when God commissioned the church, He gave us a responsibility. And that is to live a life that so reflects Christ that the world will see that there's hope. And that hope is in salvation through Jesus Christ. But if we live like the rest of the world, we shelter the light and we hide it. And in the process of that, people stumble in the darkness. Anyone here ever stumble in the darkness? Did you ever try to get up maybe in the middle of the night and think, oh, I'm not going to disturb my spouse, and so I will walk in the dark, and then suddenly your toe kisses the bedpost and there's pain that you... Have you ever noticed how your head hurts when you stub your toe? I mean, that pain runs through your body. It doesn't stop with the toe. Your whole body hurts when you stub your toe. You want to know something? When a Christian stubs their toe in sin, the whole body hurts. It's a reflection on each and every one of us. If we are to genuinely be light, we need to honor God in every area of our life, because the world's watching. They're paying attention to what we're doing. And so it's important that the light that we reflect is the principles and the person of Jesus Christ. Let's be luminous. Let's show Him in this world in which we live. The second thing is, the light is inviting. I don't like to walk in darkness. You know, I really don't. I can remember as a kid, you know, I'd be at a friend's house and sometimes stay a little too long. And we lived out in the sticks, and so it wasn't a big deal. But I was probably about 14 or 15, and I'd gone to my buddy's house, and you know, we got to horsing around, clowning around, that kind of thing, and daylight kind of got away. And I can remember one particular night, and it was the first time I'd ever heard a screech owl. But there was, my house was, like I said, it was kind of out in the country, and there was a house right across the street, but there was quite a stretch, probably a quarter of a mile, either direction, where there was nothing. And then you would come to some more houses and that kind of thing. Well, I can remember being at my buddy's house and having to walk home after dark. I had called my dad and said, Dad, I stayed longer than I should have. And he said, well, you better get hiking. And I said, can't somebody come and pick me up? He says, nope. My dad wanted to use that as a teaching point. My dad was a wise man. A mean one, but a wise man. And I can remember, I had to walk by this really dark area. And I mean, to me, I swear it was so dark that I couldn't see anything. I know that I could, but it seemed that particular dark. And as I was walking along, I heard a rustling in a tree. And I'm thinking, oh man, what kind of a monster is this? And that rustling was a flapping of wings of a pretty good-sized bird. Seemed like a giant bird to me, but I know it was probably about like that. But it happened to be a screech owl. If you have never heard a screech owl, you have been blessed. If you have heard one, you will never forget it. They sound exactly like a woman screaming, like they're in intense pain. And they're running their fingernails down a chalkboard while they're screaming. And it makes every hair on the back of your neck stand up just straight. Well, as I'm walking along, I hear the rustle of this bird landing in the tree. And then this blood-curdling scream takes place. And I never ran so fast in my life. I mean, it scared me absolutely to death. You know, I kind of chuckle about that now. But I can remember as I hit the edge of our driveway, the lights were on. And how inviting that home was. I was excited to be there. Glad that I was still alive. Had no idea how close the monster may have been behind me that screamed in the tree. I'm sure that owl was whoop, 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 whoop. You know, how they hoot. That place just looks so inviting. Well, you know what? That's what light does. When you're coming out of darkness, the Scripture says we need to come out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. We have the opportunity to be marvelous light so that others can find Christ inviting and they can find life in Him. It's an amazing gift that God has given us. But you know what? We have to be faithful in order to be that kind of a reflection. The third thing is that light needs to be genuine. I get so frustrated with non-genuine people. You know, I don't like it if I buy something and, you know, they come with a warranty, whatever the item is that you buy, and something goes wrong with it, and then suddenly you try to check in on the warranty, and this was an amazing warranty when they sold you the item, but when you need to get some help from the warranty, there's 2,356 things that you have to do to get them to honor their product. I don't know if that irritates you, but it just irritates me because that warranty isn't genuine. And if the person who issued the warranty isn't genuine, that even smudges it even more. And I get so tired of that kind of thing. And I get tired of people who are not going to be genuine. They'll lie to you. And that just frustrates me. And it's not good for business. Well, you know what? We need to be genuine. Because the business we're in, the business of living a life for Jesus Christ, those people have got to be able to look at us and say, you know what? They're honorable. The only way that we can be honorable is to be genuine. Not to be fake. Not to be false. Not to be liars or deceivers. But to be genuine in Jesus Christ. Day in and day out. Not just within the walls of the church, but outside the walls of the church as well. Jesus said, "You are the light." Let's be genuine. So that when the world looks at us, they see truth. I'm going to give you these last two real quickly. The next aspect of light is the fact that light is helpful. When the light's on, it's a little easier to see where we're going. Rosie, was it easier to see when the obstacles were removed? Yeah. When the obstacles of sin are removed, light is very helpful. And it helps to give us direction and see clearly where we're headed. You see, God has placed in our possession His Word, His roadmap, so that we can see where we're headed. He doesn't hide things, places things openly for us. His light's helpful. And that's how we need to be. We need to be helpful so that non-believers can find Christ. So let's be honest light. Let's be helpful. And then finally, we find that light is timeless. The light of Jesus Christ is forever. Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings forever. And the promise is given to you and I. I remark about the fact that I think we're very close to the end. And I really believe that. But it's the end of life here. It's not the end of us. And when we get taken into the presence of the Lord, that's timeless. Isn't it going to be nice to live without watches? Isn't it going to be nice to live where we don't have to worry about what time is it? Or how much time do I have? How do I make the most of the time that I have here? Because heaven is timeless. We will always have forever. What a great promise. That's all because of Jesus Christ. It's all because of His light. As He shines the light of His love in us, we are to open our eyes and walk in the light that He has provided for us and point others to Him. A Christian's light. It's important. It's a blessing. Would you please stand? We're going to have a closing word of prayer. And I want to thank you for being here. And I want to remind you, as you leave this place tonight, go as lights. Jesus has commissioned you. You are the lights. Go in the light. Show Jesus Christ is genuine in you. And make a difference in this world. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help each of us to be what you'd have us to be. That you would help us each to do what you would have us to do. Not what we want, but what you want. That you would help us to reflect your grace and your glory to a world that's in desperate need of you. Lord, don't let us be someone who blows out the light by ingratitude, by sinfulness, by whatever. But instead, let our lamps be trimmed, let them be burning, so that people can find life in you. We love you, and we thank you for your great love for us. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. Please give us a moment to get to the back and have a great week in Jesus this week.